Hello and welcome to this episode. So I am doing a couple of things different today. Firstly, if you are on my YouTube channel, you'll notice that I am actually video recording for the first time my podcast episodes. So I'm trying something different and putting myself out there. So video recording. Hi. The other thing I'm doing different is I don't have a topic per se for this episode. This episode, I wanted to share a little bit more, I guess, behind the scenes, a little bit more from me. There's some things that have been happening for me in my business, and normally I would work through them and then come and share with you what I come up with. But I've decided to do it differently, and there's a lot of reasons why behind that shift. Some of it I'll touch on today. Some of it I will touch on maybe next time. I'm just rethinking where I'm at and how I've got here and what happens next. And I thought, actually, I should share with you how I'm doing this, because I don't want you to ever look at me from social media, for example, and I don't want you to see that I've got it all together, because I don't. And as I was listening to Rachel Lewis leads a membership for New Zealand business owners that I'm a part of, and she was saying earlier this week, you know, life is messy, business is messy, and we're in this messy middle at the moment. And I really appreciated the analogy she shared, and it resonated for me, because it does feel a bit messy at the moment, and I don't really know why. But as I work through that messy, I wanted to share it with you, because I think we all experience messy, whether you're in business or not, whether you're in a job, business, or looking after your family. There is always going to be an element of messy, and I don't want to take Rachel's acronym at all, but because I'm going through this, what I'm calling a shift at the moment, I want to share that with you, because I want to share with you what the steps I'm taking, and then hopefully as I reach an outcome, you will see how I got there, and also feel that it's possible for you if you're feeling stuck for whatever reason or messy for whatever reason. That you are able to step forward. So I'm doing it differently on video, but I'm also doing it differently because I'm kind of pulling that curtain back, I guess, if you like, and sharing with you some of the inner part of me and my business. So it's been a really crazy time in my life for probably the last 12 months. As you know, if you've been with me for a while, we renovated our house. So we had to move out of our house. We ended up having to move three times last year because various rental things fell through. So we moved house three times plus renovating our home. So I'm back in my office now. This is actually the first time I'm recording from my office in nearly a year. So the office is also our spare bedroom. So you're seeing the spare bed behind me, and my husband slept down here last night because he didn't sleep well, because that's the other thing that's happened in my life. My husband had open heart surgery at the end of January. He didn't have a heart attack or anything else. When we moved back to New Zealand from Asia, he signed up with my GP, and she said, well, you know, you're over 50, men of your age, you should go and see a cardiologist and have it checked. And when they did that, they found that he had a dilated aorta. And they have been monitoring him for 5 years. And in his checkup just before Christmas, the MRI found that the dilation had shifted, changed. And in the meantime, their monitoring levels came down, and he was at a threshold that they said, we need to intervene. So they scheduled him in for late January for heart surgery, and literally open heart surgery. They Mm-hmm. Cut him open and took the lung, decompressed the lungs and took all the blood through a machine and put a new aorta in and a new valve. And he was in hospital for a week and then he came home for recovery and he went back to work last week. But there are nights he doesn't sleep well. So he comes downstairs. I've just realized he didn't make the bed properly. So we've been dealing with that as well. And my mum was with us for 6 weeks over Christmas. She came for Christmas. And then when we found out Scott was having surgery, I asked her to stay on because the girls were on summer holiday. It's the summer break just finishing up here in Australia and New Zealand. So I didn't know how that was going to play out with the girls. So she's ended up staying for 6 weeks. So lots of things happening in my life, plus running my business, plus I started my part-time job at the book supply company in April last year. So lots of changes, lots of things happening, lots of, stuff. We all have stuff. I had lots of stuff too. But there's been something inside me that's been burning, if you like. There's been a discomfort. Now, if you are going through any stage of change, and I don't know how big this change is for me, I don't have the outcome yet, but if you're going through any state of change, there'll be something inner that's playing with you. I noticed I was, again, getting quite short with the girls. Admittedly, I'm tired. Been carrying the load for everyone, for everything. But I did notice I was getting short with the girls. I didn't have the same level of patience that I've been working really hard to give the girls. And my frustration with how life was going was coming in through having an extra glass of wine, having that extra piece of chocolate. I don't binge Netflix, so that's not really a sign for me, but I'd spend longer out walking with the dog because I'd be thinking, things would be going through my mind. I'd be thinking it through, and that's my meditation space. I don't listen to podcasts or anything when I'm walking. I just be present in the time and the moment. So lots of things were sort of signals that I've learned to tune into. And what I've realized is something's shifting. And I think it's in my business that's shifting. It's shifting in me, but it's going to come out in my business. And so I then spent some time thinking, well, what have I been doing? Okay, I've been in business for 7 years now, coming up to 7 years. What have I been doing? And so I started writing down everything I do. I thought, actually, this is the wrong place to start. So I got a new piece of paper and I wrote down, who am I? I was born in rural South Australia. I'm in my late 40s. It goes on. I end up filling a couple of pages of who am I? Just every detail, absolutely everything. And then I said, well, who do I work with? And so I started listing the attributes of all the clients I've worked with, the attributes of the clients I've worked with, things that describe them, the reasons they came to me, what their outcome was, things that came up during our work together. I just listed it all out. And then I said, okay, so what are my strengths? And, my strengths are I have a really good intuition for what things could be for options. I ask great questions. I'm really organized and I have great systems. Okay. I know my values, family, freedom, growth, and impact. I'm still comfortable with those values. I don't think they've shifted at all. So I wrote those down. And my passions. My passions are my family, my girls, being a good example for the girls. My passions are supporting other women, specifically, that's a hard word, specifically women in midlife, women who are in the sandwich years, potentially, kids and aging parents, women who maybe had a corporate career, have stepped out of it for a reason or are still chasing the corporate career, but women midlife. And so my passion is about supporting them. And my passion is about having a positive impact in the world in whatever way I can. And so I sort of wrote all that stuff down. And I said, what do I enjoy doing? And so I sort of said, you know, there are different ways of asking the same question. I do realize that. But, you know, each question I asked myself came out with slightly different information. I love working with my clients. I love being in the outdoors and meeting up with people for a walk. I love the monthly coffee sessions that I host for Empower Her. I love being part of a community. I love connecting with the people who are dear to me, my friends, my family. You know, these are things I love doing. And so I was writing all these things down, and then I went for another long walk. And again, if you've been with me for a while, if you haven't, my dad died 3.5 years ago during COVID. I couldn't be there. But I don't know why I'm crying right now. Anyway, the last conversation I had with him, when he was still lucid, I talk about this all the time and I don't cry, but I'm crying right now when I'm videoing myself, as you do. Anyway, last conversation I had with him was, Em, you could do more. You have so much to offer, Em. Go and do more. They weren't big sentences because the cancer was really, really affecting him. But he was lucid and he wanted me to do more. I was missing opportunities and he wanted me to do more. And after writing all of that stuff down and going for a walk, his voice came back to me. And that drive came back to me. This is positive. And I realized there is more. There is more that I can do, and there is more that I can offer, and there's more impact I can have, and there's more growth for me. And so I reflected on that a bit more, and I still don't have the answer, by the way. I'm just sharing with you my process, because if you are struggling in anything, whether you in that corporate job and you feel like it's sucking your soul and you're going, is this it? Is this all there is? If you're in business for yourself and you're feeling frustrated, you're going, why can't I get that next step? If you've been staying at home and you've been doing the caring for aging parents and caring for your kids and you're wondering, well, what do I do next? And you're feeling frustrated by not knowing what that is, that's why I'm sharing my process. Because if you can recognize your triggers, if you can recognize when you're feeling that discomfort, and you can then take these steps, what are my strengths? What are my passions? What does that look like in my life? How does that show up? How do I use it to serve others? And that's why I'm sharing this in this way, because I was asking these questions of myself and it was giving me some quite clear answers that I'm at this stage now where I'm going, okay, so what does that mean? And as I've reflected on this, hearing Dad's voice gave me an inner sense of peace and power, because I am capable of more. I am capable of impacting more people, and I want to do more, and I want to impact more people. And then the final kicker came last week. One of the big corporates I've been working with, and I have been working with them for a number of years, the feedback's been fantastic. We see the support that you're offering. This is for the work I do supporting international assignees. So a little bit side part of my business. It's been fantastic. The support's been amazing. The feedback's been amazing. We're going to go all in, but we're going with a global company. And I looked the company up, and their leadership team alone is 14 people. And there might be opportunities for me alongside of that, but was like, great. That's where we're at. So I've done all this reflection, and then this final moment, I was like, okay, I'm listening, and I do believe in God. I'm spiritual. I don't go to church, but I am spiritual. And so when I see the sunrise, it's my nod to Dad, morning Dad. But it's also that moment of, of peace with God as well. And on Sunday morning, it was the most incredible sunrise. It was just beautiful. And after going through all of this over the past week, 2 weeks, with that final kicker and then that beautiful sunrise, I just heard it for myself was, you're ready for more. And I feel like I am. I don't know what that looks like. I don't know what this shift is going to be. I don't know how it's going to land for me. But I'm going through it at the moment. And I wanted to share the process with you because I'm not alone. I know I'm not unique. We all go through the messy middle. We all have to find a new path forward. And if I can do it, you can too. So that's why I'm sharing. So if you are feeling frustrated in life, if you are feeling like something's not right, something's not aligned, get your pen and paper out, go for a walk, whatever you need to do, journal, set the scene for yourself, put some good music on, give yourself time and space, sit out in the sunshine, whatever you need to do to give yourself time and space to reflect. Ask yourself, who am I? What are my strengths? What do I want to do? Who do I serve? What are my passions? What does it look like? Just start asking yourself those questions. And as you do, things will start to crystallize for you just like they have for me. And as I said, I don't know where it's going yet. Ordinarily, in the past, I would have got to the end point and then shared with you where I was at, but I'm doing it differently today. So I don't have the answer. I'm still asking myself lots of questions, but let's see. Let's see what happens in the next week, and I will do another episode, and we'll see where it's going and what it looks like. I feel like it's going to happen quite quickly. I feel an inner energy now. That sunrise on Sunday morning, it really it energized me. I can see it. I can feel it. I know I'm capable of more. I just need to work out what that more is and move in towards it. So bear with me. There is more coming. And I will share more next week. And I'm here. If you want to share with me, let's connect. Connect with me on social at The Leap to Lead, or drop me an email, emily@theleaptolead.com. And I'd love to support you. And I'm just looking at myself. I've gone all red from crying. But there you are, warts and all. I'll see you next week.